Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after their season comes to a conclusion, falling in the sub-state quarterfinal round, final score 53-33 against a really good Horton team. But coach, you guys were in this one. You guys were down by 10 with 3 minutes left, but unfortunately unable to make some shots. They made some free throws and ended up being a 20-point victory for them.
Yeah, we didn't get to the free throw line as much, and we scored pretty easily on our opening possession. And then they switched a zone that, we really struggled against, pretty much for the remainder of the game. But I think we found ourselves down by about 4 at halftime, and we turned the ball over quite a bit. We gave up a lot of offensive rebounds that I wasn't expecting our kids to give up. I know at halftime I kind of told the kids that, man, I feel like they've had, we're only down 4 and they've had at least 15 more shot attempts than we have just because of turnovers and offensive rebounds. And then I know coming out in the second half, we turned the ball, missed a couple easy baskets, and then they made a couple tough shots to start the third quarter that kind of got us going in the wrong direction. So, but they played hard. I mean, all their kids have, been in this situation before. So I knew they were probably going to be about the toughest team in our sub-state to face, and they played hard, and I mean, they're well coached, and they kind of know what our strengths and weaknesses are, and kind of trying to figure out what to do against zone defense kind of really just that to me was the biggest problem. So
in the end, you guys go 3-11 in league play in your final year in the Big Seven, as you guys will be moving to the NEKL next year, 5-16 overall. But kind of looking back, just want to get your overall thoughts on this 2023-2024 season.
Yeah, I told the kids that, before we started Substate that, I've got a 5-15 team in front of me, but man, we could have easily been, either 12-8, 8-12 with all the tough games that we played. And, it's kind of, I don't want to say fun, but it was nice to, we really got something out of it. It seems like every single night where you come out and play and you have to battle night in and night out. And I kind of thought, that would help us at least in sub-state be a little battle tested. And, we just didn't have our best night to end the season on. We didn't play great. I thought we wanted to win. Our energy and effort was there. We just, didn't do a few of the little things. So, overall I was, we're going to be losing, 3 seniors that we've had in the program for 4 years. And we've got a big group of sophomores. I feel like I got about 5 to 6 of them in. Quite a bit of varsity minutes this year. I mean, a lot of them started throughout the season. And so hopefully next year moving forward, all those sophomores become juniors. But overall, we had, good practices, day in and day out. We didn't really have what I would consider a bad practice all year, which is nice to have. So we'll probably just, miss those 3 seniors and this summer, let baseball season get through in the summer, start meeting back up and hopefully work hard this summer and get better. So, and hopefully starting a new league will kind of be a fresh start for all these guys.
It really feels like you guys have a lot of room for optimism moving forward. I mean, like you said, you had a lot of close games. You guys had 4 overtime losses this year, and you had a lot of games where you weren't quite full strength, whether it be injuries or for other reasons. So I feel like if you guys are, and you mentioned to me before that we started here that you guys have a lot of young kids that are looking really good, a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and 8th graders that have a chance to really take this team to the next level in a few years. So that definitely gives you guys a lot of optimism moving forward.
Yeah, and I think you can really start building a program. I think now, now that we've got, we're going to have some more, our basketball team overall is going to be led by upperclassmen pretty much, I would hope, for the next 10 years. And as long as we keep getting those good, strong upperclassmen that can lead us, and like I said, show up in the summer, work hard in the weight room. We've got a really good weights program. Our young kids around here, they don't look like freshmen and sophomores. They're starting to grow and develop and look big and strong. So, like I said, I'm really optimistic for the future of, Riverside basketball, and, just excited to, the season actually went by, even though we had some ups and downs and some bumps in the roads. This was probably the season that just seemed to fly by for us. So, I don't know. I'm hoping things, turn around a little bit, and I feel like things are going to start to get really better for us.
And we hope so. We feel like that you guys definitely have a path to get some good seasons here for the next few years with all the all the great kids that you have over there in Wathena. Coach, thank you so much for your time today, not just today, but for the entire season as well.
Yeah, and thank you so much for always covering us.
And it's brought to you today by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office today.